This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
We're going down a new road.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. In a few minutes, President Obama is expected to announce the first ever national emissions limit for cars and trucks, as well as a new mileage standard. From a North Carolina public radio, that is, Marketplace's Janet Babin has the story.
Cars and trucks will have to get about 35 miles per gallon by 2016 under the new standards. That's up from 27 miles per gallon for cars at today's levels. The president's plan will also require tailpipe emissions to be cut by about 30%. The government estimates the changes will add $1,300 to a vehicle's price tag. But analyst John Wolkonowicz with IHS Global Insight says it could cost more than that. He says automakers will be hard-pressed to make bigger vehicles that meet the new standards.
Consumers are not going to be able to get the vehicles they want, and they're going to be paying more for the vehicles they do get. I think we could see increases as much as $7,000 on some larger vehicles.
Still, automakers say they're on board, and the Obama administration says the added cost will be a wash. Vehicles will be more fuel efficient, so consumers will use less gasoline. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
It'll take new technology to get cars up to 35 miles a gallon. Appropriately, today is the deadline for makers of advanced vehicle batteries to apply for money from the economic stimulus package. One of those companies is California-based Qualion. Its president is Paul Beach. Paul, how important will batteries be to reaching this new mileage standard?
I think that's going to be a huge piece of the puzzle. Plug-in hybrid batteries, EVs, HEVs, all rely on batteries. That technology is all offshore. Getting, I think, advanced developed battery technologies in the U.S. is going to be critical to basically enhancing the U.S. industry base for that.
You're working on a battery aimed at the commercial truck market, an anti-idle battery. What does that mean?
Anti-idling is designed to allow truckers to not have to run their motor overnight. So right now, if you're in Texas or in Maine in the winter, truckers will leave their motor running all night so that they can either have air conditioning or heating. And they also have TVs and air microwaves. I mean, they basically live in these trucks. But if you have a battery on board, you can eliminate that idling altogether. And what it translates into is over 3 billion gallons of diesel a year are burned up just by trucks sitting idling.
You're competing against some big boys, Paul, General Electric, General Motors. What criteria will the Energy Department use, and why should you get that money?
They actually have some very specific criteria laid out for evaluating proposals. One is, what's the viability of your technology? And I think at this point, even if you are up against a big boy like GE, the point of the DOE coming in is to level the playing field, and they want to put the money behind the best idea and the best solution set, regardless of how big you are, how much money you have in your back pocket. They're looking for the best ideas, and we think we have one of the best ideas out there. We've been around for 10 years. We've been profitable for 5 or 6 years, and we've been pretty successful at getting this technology out to various applications.
Paul Beach, president of battery maker Qualion. Paul, thank you.
Thank you very much.
The government reports new housing starts and permits fell unexpectedly to record lows in April. A lot of the drop came in apartment and condo starts. Single-family homes fared better. The Dow is up 23 points, 0.25%. at 8,526. The NASDAQ is ahead 0.2%. S&P 500 up 0.4%. European markets have closed 1-2% higher. Asian markets added 2-3%. American Express says it's cutting another 4,000 jobs on top of the 7,000 job cuts it announced last year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice. Over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. American Public Media explores the economic crisis with four new documentaries supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
China has got some high-flying tech companies, and almost all of them are publicly traded on exchanges outside China. For example, Baidu, China's equivalent of Google, it's listed on the NASDAQ. Beijing has had enough of this. The government's just announced plans to create its own version of the NASDAQ, or so they hope. From Shanghai, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
China's financial system hasn't been much of a friend to private startups. The historically government-run economy has channeled most of the loans to lumbering state-owned companies. These firms also tend to get Beijing's permission to raise money on the stock market. In fact, Arthur Krober at consultancy Dragonomics calls China's stock market an ATM for state firms.
State companies use capital less efficiently than private companies. They generate less economic growth and less jobs.
But now Beijing is chasing an innovation economy and has finally decided to give promising private growth companies a market of their own. It's called the Growth Enterprise Board. The GEB hopes to nurture Chinese tech stars, the same way NASDAQ helped Google and eBay and Intel. It's very ambitious, though. After all, the country that brought us paper and gunpowder and the compass has gone dry lately in the invention department. Securities lawyer Scott Guan.
In order for knowledge to be commercialized, it's very important to have an effective Growth Enterprise Board.
But Guan says many countries try to clone NASDAQ and fail. Companies and investors stay away, often because prices fluctuate wildly. And that's a big risk in China.
Chinese people, we like speculation. That's why the market tend to be volatile.
So Beijing has built stabilizers into the new exchange to try to deter fly-by-nighters. Companies that go public need to show a 3-year track record of profits. On the NASDAQ, it's just one. And in China, key investors won't be able to cash out for 2 years. Still, Ping Zhou at GE Asset Management hears Chinese venture capitalists cheering.
They will be very excited because you just have one more channel to exit their investment.
The new board hosts its first IPO this fall, and it may take years to be a serious global competitor. Either way, it's a welcome addition to China's capital market toolkit, which right now is pretty empty. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Finally, ABC announced this morning it's completely replacing its Wednesday night lineup. One of the new shows is called Hank. It stars Kelsey Grammer as an industry bigwig who loses his job. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is up 17 points at 8,521. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.